Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley and you're very welcome to join me once again for another edition of Hours to Protect, our weekly series on climate change and climate action. And very shortly we'll be speaking with Suzanne Rogers from Social Justice Ireland to discuss a newly published report, Sustainable Progress Index for 2024, which concludes that Ireland currently ranks 8th out of 14 EU countries in our delivery of the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. But first, how aware are we of the UN's SDGs? Well, we sent Sunshine's Jane McNamara to find out.
I've heard of the agricultural one where they're trying to keep the country cleaner to do with the water pollution and that. I hope that it's doable.
I think everyone should have clean water. Like, that's a necessity.
There's people in the world that are going around hungry and it shouldn't be a case. We have multimillionaires and billionaires in the world and we have people that have no food, and it's one of the biggest things for me personally, and having kids, that should be something that really has to be looked at.
They all kind of seem stuff that you'd expect every human being to be able to access, you know, good education, gender equality. These are kind of basics.
Yes, I have heard of the UN sustainability goals. Poverty and like homelessness and things like that fall into that, and I don't really think we're on track at the moment ourselves.
Well, actually, in some areas, we're doing better than you might have thought. But in other areas, certainly where the environment is concerned, well, we have our challenges. Here to tell us more is Suzanne Rogers from Social Justice Ireland, and to talk specifically about a newly published report, Measuring Progress, Sustainable Progress Index for 2024. Suzanne, thank you for joining us this week. First of all, can you tell us, what is this report all about?
Certainly, yes, and thanks for having us. So our Sustainable Progress Index every year is looking to see how far are we getting as a country towards achieving our commitments to achieve Agenda 2030, which is the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So we're really looking to see, how are we doing? Where are we doing well? Can we improve on the areas we're doing well? We need to celebrate our successes as well, I think, which is always a really key thing.
Yeah, because some areas we are doing
well,
aren't
brilliant.
We?
But again, to look at the areas where we're not moving forward quickly enough, where we are running out of time, we have climate action goals in place. So we need to be looking at, say, well, what do we need to be doing
what
now?
What do we need to be doing? Just to reiterate, in areas like education, peace and justice, sustainable cities and communities, we've ranked pretty highly, actually. But when it comes to environmental...
Yes.
Issues.
Yes.
This is where we are falling down.
Yes. I always go back to the point, like, the SDGs are about more than the environment. So that's a really, really important point. They're about poverty. They're about things like research and development. They're about women in politics. So they're a really, really broad ranging set of goals, and they're global goals. So they will mean slightly different things in different countries. But it's the environmental piece, I think, which is becoming more and more and more crucial. We are awash with money. So we should really be doing a huge amount more when it comes to the environmental stuff. Retrofitting of social housing, retrofitting the private rented sector, how to influence people to change their daily habits, but also we need to be looking at the systems that are in place.
But part of the issue, and you know, you're saying there we're awash with money, and there might be people who say, well, we're not seeing any evidence of that. But also, when it comes to, say, retrofitting, part of the issue that we have is that we don't actually have the workforce to do it.
You know, all of these things are tied in. So again, we do really well in education in this index, and you can see the push for apprenticeships again over the last couple of years. That's been really, really, really welcomed. There's bottlenecks. But then if you look at inward migration, if you look at the amount of people who have entered the country in the last 2 years, we've like 200,000 people have entered the country in the last 2 years. We're at full employment and yet we're still screaming out for staff in certain areas. We need to be really clever about how we utilise the resources that we have in this country. And even when we look at, say, the push towards electric vehicles, again, we're not meeting targets that are being set. But I don't know if M50 chock-a-block end-to-end with electric vehicles is going to improve our quality of life.
Yes.
So again, we need to be looking at, you know, beyond those sort of simple swap out, you know, your cucumber for an organic cucumber, your dress for kind of a sustainable cotton dress. We do need to be looking, I think, beyond just swapping out like for like, as important as that is. You know, we need to be getting much cleverer about our transport systems, active walking, cycling is a huge issue in the city. People don't feel safe cycling, and, you know, we're trying to encourage that. So there's lots of different ways we can be coming at the environmental piece.
So with regards to this then, I mean, is it that the buck now stops with the government? They have to look at this index report and decide, okay, well, where do we go from here and then voluntarily report back to the UN? Is that the way it works?
Ireland has done two voluntary national reviews to the UN so far, and I believe, you know, that we were one of the first countries to actually go in and give an honest review of where we were going. Before, it was very much like almost like a Eurovision, you know, this is how brilliant we are and this is how great we're doing, and that Ireland was one of the few countries who were brave enough to go in with their first voluntary national review to say, well, actually, we aren't doing so well here and we're not doing so well there. So at least I do think our government has a handle on the areas where we need to really dig in. But if we're going to look at things like sustainable agriculture, that's a really convoluted, nuanced conversation that has to be had. If you're looking at things like transport, if you're looking at things like poverty, but I think land use is really, really key in this country. We're so reliant on sort of agriculture, and that's a contentious conversation. But change is coming, whether we like it or not. And we really do need to be planning for that change, and we need to manage how that change is going to take place and which communities are going to be disadvantaged. We don't get to sit it out.
So if anybody wants to find out more information about this, Suzanne, where can they go to see the full extent of what the index is?
We have a website, socialjustice.ie, and the full report will be there in our publications section. It's a big enough document, but it's written really clearly so that, you know, the words are quite simple. It's very easy enough to understand.
Okay. Lovely. Suzanne Rogers, Research and Policy Analyst from Social Justice Ireland. Thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us this week.
Thanks for having us.
And that's this week's Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you have missed any of our previous episodes or you would like to find out what Hours to Protect is indeed all about, all that information is on our website, sunshineradio.ie/Hours to Protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join me for another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.